This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A Colorado representative was top of the class last Congress. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports they set the pace for bills signed.
Democratic Representative Joe Neguse passed the most laws, 13, out of all House members, according to the website GovTrack, which released its report card for the 117th Congress. Neguse says it's humbling, but also reflects his goal of delivering results.
So that means, to me, finding ways to get bills across the finish line into the president's desk, to pass laws that ultimately are going to have an impact on people's lives here at home.
Within the delegation, Democratic Representative Jason Crow was next with 9 bills enacted into law. The site also ranked members in several other areas, from bills introduced to working across the aisle. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A new Veterans Affairs clinic in Aurora is another step closer to opening. Democratic Congressman Jason Crow and community members gathered for a naming ceremony on Friday. Crow says the clinic is being dedicated to Colonel John Mosley, a Colorado veteran who was black and served as a pilot in the Tuskegee Airmen.
Who had to overcome barrier after barrier after barrier to serve. And when he did get that opportunity to serve, he did so with great distinction.
The clinic named in Mosley's honor is set to start construction later this year after a few years of delays. Opening is scheduled for next year. Weld County prosecutors dismissed an assault charge against a Fort Lupton officer who placed a woman in a patrol car that was illegally parked on railroad tracks, and the car was soon after hit. Find more at CPR.org.